Blog Talk Radio.
To the point where I just count Thursday as another day of the weekend. So, you boys and girls, you know, it is what it is. I think I'm solo today. I'm not sure. I haven't had a recent update. Apparently, my good buddy Clint Davis, co-host, D-Year, whatever, kind of been feeling puny. So, I'm not sure if Mr. Clint Davis is going to be with us today. So, you just got me right now. Supposed to have some guests calling in later. Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
No!
Kryptonite cannot stop Clint Davis when he's a man possessed.
What's up, buddy?
I told you there's no more tickets!
Now, hey, that's probably what got you feeling bad yesterday, is all that yelling at the neighbors.
I can't help it. It was people at Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah, I was at Walmart selling a ticket for CCW.
Oh. Okay.
Sunshine.
Don't you just love this song?
People forget.
I just love this song.
Yeah!
I think that's one of the reasons I picked it. It's an imminent front. So how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good. That's one of the best songs ever written, created, published, and produced.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Anthony DeWitt.
Uh-oh, what's Anthony done now?
Nothing. He's the guy with the boat. He is the man with the pontoon. Big shout out to AD all day, every day, Muay Thai.
So what's going on with Anthony and the boat?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing yet. Yeah, yeah.
I thought there might have been a fishing trip.
The love boat. Soon we'll be making another ride.
Speaking of love boats, I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way, because I happened to catch one of your Facebook posts earlier today.
Yeah.
Are you bashing women again?
I am. Let's go. Let's do this. It's time. It's 4:03 in the p.m., ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to bash the ladies.
Well, you bashed the ladies. Disclaimer right now, the comments of Clint Davis at this point of the show does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Greg Squirrel Show. Okay.
Yeah!
Go ahead, my brother.
No, I mean, we're just, I got a message, and it wasn't good.
Uh-oh.
So I figured I would post it for all the public to see on Facebook.
Right.
I'm not. I don't want to do this. I don't want to bash the ladies.
Okay. Well, then let's not bash the ladies, because we admit it. We love the ladies. I do got to bash that.
We do
car.
Love the ladies.
I do got to bash the picture. What is this fueled by bacon? What is up with that?
That is, you know, when I was teaching classes, I always had people bring stuff to me, like you know, those little Smokies that were wrapped in bacon. And I even had a lady bring me a bacon cheesecake. I was always fueled by bacon. And this was going on when I was losing weight. I lost 80 pounds. And I had people bringing me stuff that was helping me lose weight. And this was amazing. So, yeah, that's why I'm always fueled by bacon.
Ah, okay.
Yeah!
Hey, we have got to say, I would feel like a major jerk if I didn't say this right now. But
uh-oh.
we have got to wish a 37th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah!
To Mama and Daddy Davis.
Yes. Coach Davis 30, and Mama Davis. Yeah, 37 years. They've been married August 1st. Today was the day, 1976, they got married. Those two crazy kids. And they had my brother, my oldest brother first, Shane. And then they planned on my twin brother, Chad. And, you know, they didn't plan on me, but I came out anyway. So, yeah, happy anniversary.
Well, there you go. Congratulations, Dr. and Mama Davis.
Doctor. He's a coach. Coach Davis.
Coach Davis. Where am I getting? Hey, he's a doctor of sports.
I'm sure he'll love that. Yeah. No, hey, my dad played. He was an offensive lineman at Kansas State University back in the 70s. And so might as well be a doctor, right?
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry.
That was when your dad was in the Army. Is that right? When did your dad go in?
Oh, crap.
Vietnam and the Gulf War, first one,
yes,
right?
Yes. Dad was in a long time.
What a guy.
I mean, he actually lied about his age to get in.
Really?
My dad was actually 14.
What?
Yes. My dad was only 14 years old when he first got in.
Hmm.
And so I guess that's why he was able to get 42 years going in that young.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, hey, the man loved his country.
He did. He did. So, and he served it.
And he served it, and he served it well, wearing those funny little green berets. But, you know, if you would have seen my dad, you know, 185 pounds, 6 foot tall, he was a walking beanpole. No disrespect to my daddy.
Wish you could have met that guy.
But if you got into a fight, Dad was one of those kind that he would take so much, but once he planted his feet, you better back off or else he was going to lay a hurting on you. He would have laid a smackdown on you that Stone Cold Steve Austin couldn't
smack down on your candy ass. That's the way my dad was. You know, my dad, I mean, he still is. My dad's 6'5". I mean, you know, he's shrinking in his older age. But, you know, he had that hip replacement. It's been bad on him. But Coach Davis.
Still the man. Hey, I got some good news, buddy.
What you got?
I had to go to Oklahoma this morning to pay respects.
Yeah.
To pay respects to a Native American veteran that passed away. So I went and took my little boogle and went and played for the
veteran.
I can't remember the gentleman's name.
What?
I can't remember the guy's name. I can't remember the guy's name. Hey, I don't worry about names. If they're a veteran and they've passed away, I go sound taps for them. You know.
I'm with you.
So, as soon as I hear the word veteran, I'm there. You know. So, anyway, I being respectful and everything, I take my phone off, leave it in the car as I'm sounding taps.
Yes.
And so when I got back to the car, there was a message from Cassidy Gunneman to call him.
Yeah, Cassidy.
Guess what?
What happened?
I am now the ring announcer for Border Wars tomorrow night, or Saturday
what
night.
What happened to Doc?
I have no idea. Apparently, there was a miscommunication somewhere, and so Doc couldn't come in. So I'm up.
Wow. Nice.
Siloam Springs, are you ready?
I support you, Greg Squirrel.
I got one question for Siloam Springs, Arkansas.
Are you ready?
Actually, it's West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma.
West Siloam Springs, okay. Yeah, it is. Oklahoma.
Yeah, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. No, we're not doing Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
What is this song? One of my songs are missing.
No, hey, I've got a top five for you.
You got a top five for me?
I have a top five. The USA Today preseason coaches poll. College football, I have a top five. Alabama, number one, obviously. Ohio State, number two. Oregon, number three. Stanford, number four. Georgia, number five. What do you think?
Hey.
Greg Squirrel, your thoughts?
Sounds good. I agree.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Oklahoma wasn't in there. I know.
Yeah.
I know. If Oklahoma don't get their little one vote, Oklahoma fans go all 8-0. Uh-oh. Hey, we got a caller on the line. We better go answer.
Who do we
this
got on the line? Let's go.
Who do we got on the line on the Greg Squirrel Show? Talk to me.
Hello.
Well, they hung up. Fine, be that way.
Maybe a Skype listener. Who knows?
It could be. Is your Skype working? In case, ladies and gentlemen, you're not listening to the show yesterday, Clint Davis disappeared for about the last 15 minutes.
No, I did not. I had Skype issues.
Well, that's what I was about to get to. I was going to take some of the blame off you. Well, matter of fact, I was going to take all the blame off you. Skype has been screwing up.
Skype has been bad.
Skype has been very bad. And so I thought you were mad at me or something. I'm like, one minute you're there and 1 minute you're gone. Me and Granny Hulkster were just like, okay, what do we do? You've become such an integral. Yes, I've been drinking.
Yes.
That part.
You've been drinking. What?
No, I haven't. Okay, I did have one Rockstar energy drink today. There we go. But you have become such an important part of the Greg Squirrel Show. It's kind of like a day without
sunshine.
No, I was going to say something better.
LeSean McCoy.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Uh-oh.
He said Thursday, teammate Michael Vick, he forgives Riley Cooper for using a racial slur that changed the relationship of the receiver and the quarterback. How sad is that?
That is sad.
Yeah, it is. LeSean McCoy. Come on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What are these people going to learn?
They never will. They never will.
Oh, you're idiots. But apparently, and I just got this story off the news line, so I'm going to share it. Sebastian County deputies released the name of a suspected copper thief who was electrocuted.
What?
Yes, apparently some idiot decided he wanted to try to steal some copper, and he got baited.
Nice.
38 years old, Robert Sizemore was found laying unconscious by an electrical panel. And now they're looking for.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was toasty, according to. God, Clint.
Clint. Oh, yay.
Clint.
Hi, how are you?
Leave the people alone.
Sorry.
Focus.
Movie time.
Amy says hi. Amy was kind of worried about you yesterday.
No, why?
Everybody was because you were gone. You were up and gone.
That was. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, and we know it wasn't your fault.
Big shout out to my boy Anthony DeWitt.
Yeah. By the way, I got a birthday today.
Who you got?
Lawrence Haynes, one of my cohorts in crime over the years.
Bowie tie.
It's his 38th birthday.
Yay!
He's just a young pup. Well, he's about the same age as you. But you guys are making me feel old.
I'm only 31, man.
Oh, well, then you get to make him feel old now.
Yeah.
Yes. What else is in the headlines? Like I say, I got back from Oklahoma about 3:45, so I had to run in here, get everything set up. I haven't even had a chance to look at headlines. So
nothing. There's nothing in the headlines.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. All right. Well, let's just take a look.
New Jack.
Did you happen to catch Bellator last night?
Yes, I did. Bellator 97.
I thought it was actually very good.
Boo. Tell me why.
Well, I thought it was a lot better than UFC. I mean, Caveman got knocked the jack out.
And by jack, you mean...
Yeah, he got knocked out.
Right. I love it.
So, I'm trying to find... I'm trying to find the results here. Other things are catching my eye as I'm running down the headlines to share with the people. Boring. Oh, my God. Come on, New Orleans. Crap. New Orleans Pelicans unveiled their new basketball uniforms since they underwent the mascot change.
Transformation.
And I got one word. Boring. Boring, 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 New Orleans. Go back.
It's all on sale! I'm telling you, lady! Damn! TCW is sold out! Jeez!
Calm Baba.
I'm sorry.
Calm down.
That's for Granny Hulk.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Vikings offensive linebacker DeMarcus Love has been suspended 4 games without pay for a violation of the NFL drug policy.
Who?
DeMarcus Love.
Okay.
Pay attention. Am I going to have to give you some Ritalin or something?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm sorry.
Minnesota Vikings offensive tackle DeMarcus Love has been suspended without pay for 4 games for violation of the NFL performance-enhancing drug policy.
Boo!
What you booing for?
Boo him. Boo him.
Oh, I thought you were booing the NFL. It's like...
No way. Boo him.
Boo, yeah. It's like, come on, people.
Get with the
program. Here's some NFL signings. San Diego Chargers have signed Nathan Enderle as a backup quarterback. Tampa Bay has signed Buccaneers.
No, the other one.
Pirate cheerleaders. Oh, San Diego. Pirate cheerleaders. Howard Barbary. Signed with Tampa Bay. Do I need to post a picture to calm you down?
Yeah.
Okay. New England has signed wide receiver Lavelle Hawkins, and they've also signed. okay. And guard Nick McDaniel. Those are your NFL signings for today. NFL getting wound up. Going to start their preseason games here in a couple of weeks. I'm ready for some football. Oklahoma, Arkansas, and the pros. They unveiled Carrie Underwood, who is taking over for Faith Hill, singing the Monday Night Football or the Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
it's not bad. I mean, they kind of changed a little bit. I guess the thing I got about it, overall it does sound good, but it doesn't sound like the old Pat Benatar song because they've kind of changed some stuff around.
It's 420.
Yeah, and? And your point being, young man.
It's 420. Damn.
It's 420. Okay. Well,
Muay Thai.
All you females, go take your medicine. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're nuts, Bubba.
Always.
You make it hard to focus. Pittsburgh beat St. Louis again. Yes, you heard me. Pittsburgh beat St. Louis again.
No way, dude.
Yes,
I love it.
Oh, let's see here. Free agent guard Devin Harris has officially rejoined the Dallas Mavericks.
What?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Marcus Camby has signed with the Houston Rockets.
I told you about that 2 days ago.
Well, I'm just now getting the email. Shows you how much I check my emails. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. You can also, what are you laughing about?
Nothing. Phone lines, hello.
347-326-9073. You can catch me on Twitter, at RingAnnouncer1. You can also chat.
@1, Clint Davis.
You need to send me your information too, so I can point people your direction.
Booyah!
I got a brain the size of a pea, so I can't remember everything.
Muay Thai.
I would talk about some hockey crap, but Greg Squirrel Show fans aren't hockey.
Hockey crap. We don't talk about hockey crap on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Uh-oh. I got some bad news for Oklahoma fans.
No!
Oklahoma quarterback Kendall Thompson broke his foot during practice.
Ooh.
And is out. Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Kendall Thompson broke his right foot. He is a red shirt. He set out last season, so that's why you haven't heard of him.
Booyah, Muay Thai.
Let's see here. Anything else in here worth talking about? Nah, TCU, we don't care about them. Alabama, you mentioned Alabama number one in the preseason coaches poll.
Yay!
Buckeyes number two.
New Jack was hospitalized.
Talk to me.
New Jack. ACW original. The New Jack had a scare. He was hospitalized. He was drinking. That's it. That's all.
I'm surprised. Now, I guarantee you, New Jack is going to come back, and he's going to find some way to blame it on... Oh, crap. Now I forgot her name.
Terry.
No, Sonny. Tammy Sonny. Dykes.
Ooh.
He's going to find some way to blame it on her. I promise you. New Jack is one of them types that he does not take any responsibility himself. He always tries to dump it on somebody else. And his recent targets has been Sonny, a.k.a. Tammy Lynn Sight.
Damn!
Yeah!
She was another one that was hot back in the day.
Yeah! Tickets are not on sale!
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
I'm kind of anxious about the pay-per-view Saturday night. UFC
163. CCW is not on sale! Leave me alone!
Wow. Sorry. It's all right. So anyway, UFC 163 featuring the Korean zombie, Chang Zong Jong.
Yeah. It better be a lot more than UFC on Fox 8.
You will, yeah. Oh, let's see here. How about Michael Chandler knocking out the caveman?
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Bellator 97 took place last night in Santa Ana.
Yeah!
Rio Rancho, New Mexico, just outside Albuquerque. How about King Mo knocking out his opponent?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Askren, Missouri native.
Ben Affleck!
Askren.
Affleck!
Affleck! Anyway, hey, let's just run down the results right here. Michael Chandler, well, let's start with the preliminaries. Let's be nice. Do it in order. Javier Palacios defeated Richard Jacques by unanimous decision. Adrian Cruz defeated Felipe Chavez by technical knockout in round number two. Donald Sanchez defeated Cliff Wright by split decision. Sean Bunch defeated Russell Wilson by split decision. Jeremy Kimball defeated Keith Berry, knockout, 145 at round number two. Will Brooks defeated Chris Leyva by technical knockout, 220 in round number three. Rafael Silva defeated Rodrigo Lima, rear naked choke, 203 at round number three. Anthony Leona defeated Frank Vaca by submission, rear naked choke, 107 in round number three. And Bubba Jenkins defeated Mike Boreas by technical knockout, 105 in their round number two. On the main card, we had some of these. Patricio Freire defeated Jared Downing, technical knockout, 54 seconds, round three. Vitaly Minnikov defeated Ryan Martinez, which kind of surprised me. Technical knockout, 402, round three. King Mo defeated Jacob Noe out of Memphis. Verbal submission, 251 of round three. Ben Askren out of Missouri defeated Andrei Kurishkov by technical knockout, 258 round four. And you saw Michael Chandler defeated Dave Rickles, the caveman, knockout, 44 seconds in round number one. Oh, and like I say, he knocked him. There was no question about that knockout. Hello? Uh-oh. Dave. Okay. So there's your Bellator 97 results. Once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. The phone lines. We got the chat room up and running. We got Amy in there. Hello, Amy. You can also catch me on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, or you have the Greg Skrull Show Facebook page. You can also catch me on Twitter at RingAnnouncer1. Got some guests going to be calling in here in a little bit. Oh, man, I just caught a fly between my two fingers. Ooh, call me Mr. Miyagi. Because I am a bad man. Want to say hello to all my friends right there on your Facebook. Don't forget, we got that big MMA event coming to West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma. Border Wars is going to be taking place. Tickets, you can get your tickets in advance. Let me pull up the little poster here. Let me jump over here. Don't want to miss anything. Yep, not there. Let me go find this other page. Yeah, we got it right here. Got you some info. Ticket information, you can go to MMABorderWars.com or 479-957-6445. So make sure you get your tickets. Oh, let's see here. You can get your tickets. Tickets are on sale. 45, let's see here. Let's see here. I think that price is right. General admission seats are $30. Ringside, $45. So make sure you get on there, get your tickets. Doors open at 6. Bloodshed starts at 7. If you wait and get your tickets at the door, the tickets are going to run you around $35 for general admission, and I think $50 for ringside. I could be wrong. So don't quote me on that. See if Bubba Clint come back. No, not yet. Okay. So there you go. That's that big event over at West Siloam Springs at the Cherokee Casino. Come early. Do a little gambling. Have a little fun. Then come watch the fight. And then go gamble some more after the fights are over. So there you go. And I know this isn't sports related, but this is kind of following up on a story I read on the news. Yeah, we're a sports talk show, but we end up talking about a little bit of everything, and this is just a perfect example. Do you think a man who walks in to another man's home and stabs him should be released on any kind of bond? Personally, I don't think so, because what's going to keep it from losing his temper and doing it to somebody else? I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Here's another bit of disappointing news that I heard today. Arkansas Attorney General has said that school district employees will not be allowed to carry their own firearms. And I think this is a mistake. I think not every teacher, but some teachers who are properly trained should be allowed to carry weapons. So if some idiot manages to get onto the campus, you know, they can protect our kids. Let me know what you think. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So make sure you know. Those are my Facebook questions for the day. See, I'm rephrasing the question. Question number one was, should teachers be allowed to carry guns to protect students? Question number two, should a person who walks into a place and stab another person be freed on bond or bail? All right. Those are my questions for today. 347-326-9073. Yeah, see, I'm just trying to check out some other headlines. Arkansas Razorbacks, they're getting ready. They're about 3 weeks away from their season opener. No, they're not 3 weeks away. They're about a month and a half away from their season opener. So there you go. We don't have a last name, but we want to wish a happy birthday to Jasmine, who turns 13. We're putting this on the Facebook page. Don't forget, if you got any comments or questions, you are more than welcome to call in, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. If you got a comment, a question, a shout-out, even if you just want to call and hang up on me, hey, there's no press like All Press or something like that. So, supposed to have Cassidy Gunneman with Border Wars calling in. He's going to be calling in here in about 10 minutes. Going to be having Cassidy Gunneman calling in. Got some big guests lined up next week. Who knows? They may call in earlier. I've been talking to some guests. I told them just call in whenever, you know. So I told them, as always, as I tell everybody, the phone lines are open. Call in when you are available. So there you go. We got Amy over in the chat room. Hello, Amy. Hope you're having a good day. We're already getting some responses to our Facebook poll questions. Let's jump back over here to the headlines, see if we can find us some more good stuff to talk about. As you heard me mention, the Cardinals are on a slump, and I don't like that. My Cardinals need to get their heads out of their gluteus maximus and start playing some ball. Okay, let's see here. That's not good. I hope everybody can still hear me. If you can still hear me, please say yes. for some reason. Uh-oh. All the football teams are already starting to get out their tickets. I'm sitting here looking at some Game 4 tickets, Chicago Bears versus the Minnesota Vikings. They're not my tickets. I wish they were, but no. Sorry, not this time. Okay, Amy can hear me. Michelle says she can hear me. So for some reason, I cannot get on Facebook or get on Yahoo. What's going on with Yahoo? Must be this afternoon heat getting to the computers. The confusers, as I call them, boy. Huh. Cannot find the server. Uh-oh. Aliens done blew up Yahoo. That's all right. We'll just jump over here to Google. Let's see if I can get on one of these other. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Is there anything I can get on? How about Bing? Is Bing working? Huh. If anybody's having problems getting on Yahoo or any of the other servers out there, would you please, pretty please, send me a message and let me know. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are up and running. Hope everybody's had a great Thursday weekend. Just around the corner, my weekend just got a whole lot better. And let's see here. Doc Davis was supposed to be handling the ring announcing duties for Uncivil War MMA, but apparently there has been some kind of glitch, and therefore Doc is not going to be at Border Wars, and yours truly will be handling the ring announcing duty. If you're wondering why you can't hear me very well right now, because I'm still trying to get off my boots. So, there we go. If I keep my boots on too long, my foot starts swelling. So, there we go. I'd heard a lot about Doc Davis. I was looking forward to working with him. But as it stands right now, I'm not going to get to be working with him. So there we go. Let's see. I was at least hoping to see the dinosaur last night on Bellator with the caveman. The first time I'd ever seen the caveman fight, he came out with his dinosaur. And it was a costume, yes, but it was a freaking authentic-looking dinosaur. It looked real, and it was growling, and I don't know if they had a microphone hooked up to that thing or what. But, I mean, it was I can't remember if it was a miniature T-Rex or a Velociraptor. I do not remember. But it was pretty fun stuff. Still having problems with our servers. For some reason, it will not let me get on Yahoo. And that's just kind of bugging me out. Uh, Mark Hudspeth of Louisiana Cajuns. Let's see if I can find this story. Yeah, here we go. Mark Hudspeth has won back-to-back New Orleans Bowl titles at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Raging Cajun Manor can also pump some iron. In a recent YouTube clip, 44-year-old completed 25-rep bench press with 225 pounds. Why is that significant? Why are we talking about this? It's because former Central Michigan offensive lineman Eric Fisher, who was selected by the Chiefs as the top overall pick in April's draft, did 27 reps at the same weight during the NFL Combine, and he's 22 years old. So there you go. I mean, that coach is Superman, if you don't mind me saying. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. We're waiting on Cassidy Gunneman to call in and drop some pearls of wisdom about this upcoming event this Saturday night. Trying to drum up some other guests also. You know me. I'm always trying to drum up guests. If anybody has seen Clint Davis, please call 1-800. Oh, what is that number? 1-800-something. Clint-COME-HOME. That's the phone number. Makes me, you kind of just want to get out one of those little dog whistles and see if Clint will hear it and come back, you know. I had one download an app on my iPhone, but I don't think that thing worked because I tried using that thing with my dogs and my dogs were just like, huh, what's that? Sure the heck didn't come to me. But, you know. All right. Let's go over to the switchboard. I think we're about to have a host call in. Or a get host. I think we're about to have a guest call in here, boys and girls. Does the show kind of feel empty without Clint? I hope he didn't have a heart attack or anything. I kind of worry about my buddy sometimes. He gets a little high strung. All right, let's go to the phone line, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up this Saturday night, West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma. I keep wanting to say Arkansas because it's right there on the border. We got Border Wars, and one of the men behind the scenes with this big event, MMA event, my buddy, my friend Cassidy Gunneman. Cassidy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good today. How are you doing?
Oh, man, we are excited. We are getting ready for this big event. Been a long time since there's been some good MMA action in the Northwest Arkansas area. I know you had a card late part of last year, and now you got this card coming up this weekend. Colin Bobrink, I believe, is fighting on the card.
Colin Bobrink and Parkhurst are going to go at it. It's been a rival for a while, and they're going to step in there and basically settle the score. And we got Will Walker making his pro debut. He is 17-0 as an Ammy. We have two girl fights, Stephanie Hall out of Iron Court stepping back into the cage for the second time, and to Catherine Grasshopper out of Battleground, out of Tahlequah, is making her Emmy debut also.
Right, right. Kind of give us a lowdown on some of the other big fights that are going to be taking place.
Okay, we got the two girl fights, those being the kind of the ones that most of the people in this area know. We've got Curtis Harris. He is making his AMI debut. Oh, no. He comes out of a Muay Thai and grappling background, and he goes hard from the get-go to the end. We got Frankie McChristian stepping in there also, 0-0 debut. So we've got a lot of new names stepping into the ring to show us what they got and to let the MMA world know that they're here to do some damage.
Now, this is going to be taking place over at the Cherokee Casino over there at West Siloam Springs. Kind of give the people a feel for the venue. I know you've had an event there before. And so just trying to talk about the venue real fast and kind of give the people an idea of what to expect.
The cool thing about this venue is it's held at the Koala Ballroom. You can literally be in the back row and feel like you're right beside the cage. There is truly not a bad seat in there. It's a smaller venue, but the view that you get, the sound that happens in there is an experience all in itself. Last year, we basically sold it out. I think we're already on the way to selling it out, and it's still only Thursday. The casino is phenomenal with their help. We're going to have a full bar in there so people don't even have to leave to miss the fights to get their drinks. You're going to feel like you're in the middle of the action in this venue from the get-go, from beginning to the end.
Now you did. Yeah, you called me. You left a message for me, and there's been some small changes, but it has nothing to do with the fights. Doc Davis was originally scheduled to come in and handle the ring announcing for this event, but due to some unforeseen circumstances beyond everybody's control, he had to back out, and so I guess you're stuck with me, buddy.
That is true. We are stuck with you. We are we're trying to get over that right now, and we're almost there. Doc is phenomenal. Just some things came up. We hope to see him at one of our future events, at XFI future events, other fights around in this area. But we're excited to have you on board, Greg. You know that we've been trying to get you on an event for probably a year now.
Yeah.
So everything fell into place for it to happen this time.
Right. Well, you know, I'm excited. I'm always excited about announcing events. And you know, we've been friends a pretty good while now. And so,
yep.
You know, I'm just really excited to be able to come in and announce your event for you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I say no. I'm excited also. I mean, You've announced events that I fought in. You've announced events that my son fought in, and now you get to announce an event that we're promoting. So it's a pretty cool timeline we got going.
Oh yeah. Now ticket prices, if I remember correct, are in advance tickets are general admission $35.
In advance general admission is $30. Ringside is $40, and they both go up $5 at the door. And I even believe we have a couple tables left for sale at $500, and they seat 8 people.
Right, so there you go. If you're a business out there and you want to show your employees a fun evening of MMA action, get with Cassidy. You can get them at MMABorderWars.com. And I don't have your... I can't remember your phone number right here in front of me, Cassidy.
Okay.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it. If you want to call Cassidy, you know, jump on that table. It's 479-957-6445. Doors open at 6, and then the fights start at 7. And
yes,
we're just going to have a good time Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about, you know, just – getting together, having a good time, letting these fighters showcase what they, the skills that they have, bringing them a good venue where they're taken care of, putting on a show for the crowd, and then all hanging out afterwards.
There you go. Yeah, you know, I was mentioning that earlier, you know. People want to show up early, hang out in the casino, and then, you know, once about 6 o'clock, start making their way into the Tahlequah room and get ready for the fights. And then once the fights are over, go back to the casino and eat, just have a blast. I know they got a great facility. They do have the motel right there. So if people do have a little bit too much to drink, they don't have to worry about drinking and driving. They can stay right there at the hotel, right there at the Cherokee Casino. So it's going to be a blast, man. I'm looking forward to it. Do you have any shout outs? Anybody out there you want to say hello to before we let you go, Cassidy?
Man, we're just thankful, one, for letting us call in and have a moment of time on your show. To all our sponsors, there's quite a list. We got La Huerta's, we got Hooters, Fatigas, a couple other, I can't remember everybody, honestly, off the top of my head, Galena's Bordello, Car-Mart. Too many to, like I said, my brain's wrapped around so many thoughts lately that that's about all I can remember right now, but we got so many sponsors. We're thankful to every one of them. This is going to be a great show. We appreciate everybody that's been a part of it, and we're ready to just wrap up the few loose ends and enjoy Saturday night.
Well, all right, Cassidy. Well, once again, man, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Anytime you have an event coming up, you're welcome to call in anytime. We'll be glad to pimp the event for you on the Greg Skrull Show. So I'm going to let you get off here, get back to getting those few final loose ends taken care of, and we will see you Saturday at Border Wars 2 at the Cherokee Casino, West Salem Springs, Oklahoma. Cassidy, I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the man with the plan, Cassidy Gunneman. We are ready for this big event coming up Saturday night. Once again, West Salem Springs Casino. Once again, if you do want to get some of those tickets, they got that $500 table still available. Seats 8 people, 479-957-6445. Or you can go to their website, MMABorderWars.com, and get your tickets on there. Once again, tickets are $30 and $30 in advance for general admission. They go up to $35 at the door. So, hey, we are ready for an exciting Saturday night. I'm trying to get a good friend of mine to call in. She's a little on the shy side. So, a sweet girl. I met her. I got to do a ring announcing for an event over in Jonesboro, Arkansas, a couple of months ago. Jennifer Stamey, she's a beautiful young lady, ring card girl out of the Memphis area. She does the ring card stuff, but she also does masseuse, massage therapy type stuff. And I am trying to get Jennifer to call into the show just for a little change of pace. You know, we always have fighters and everything calling in. Well, now we want to get Miss Jennifer. Everybody's asking for Clint. I don't know where Clint's run off to. I think he's still having problems with his Skype. So hopefully next week we'll get that issue worked out and we'll be able to get Clint back on the air right here at the Greg Squirrel Show. So, we got about 30 minutes left on the show. So if you got any thoughts, any questions, you know, you are more than welcome to call in at 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073, and we will let you have a shout out. If you got a birthday, if you just wanted to call up and jib jab, don't forget Fort Smith got TCW Wrestling Saturday night. Matt Hardy going to be in the house, and that's at the Fort Smith Convention Center. For all intents and purposes, the last I heard, All the tickets were just about gone. I know Ringside VIP, they've been gone, well, ever since the end of last week. And now, you know, so that's probably going to be a sellout. Matt Hardy in the house. Also, a lot of other great matches, including Titan. If I understand correct, that Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry, is going to be in the house. John Saxon's going to be in the house defending his title. So Alan Steele's going to be there. Rich Rude, he's going to be in the house. And, of course, don't forget, the one, the only one half of the legendary Hardy Brothers, Matt Hardy, going to be in the house. So we just invite everybody to get down to Fort Smith and check that out if you're a pro wrestling fan. Answering some pop-up IMs. Got some beautiful people. I got beautiful friends. All my friends are beautiful. All my friends are a little cuckoo. But all my friends are beautiful. And that's all I can say about that. I love my friends. Cassidy Gunneman once again sent me a message, said thank you for letting me call in. No, Cassidy, I say thank you for calling in. You know, that's what makes the show all about, even if I'm associated with the show or not. You know, you call in, I'm going to pimp the event. And so there you go. Don't forget, Clint Davis tomorrow, 12 noon on XFI Live. He's got a lot of stuff he's going to be talking about, getting ready, you know, just getting ready for a lot of fun stuff. Let's see, everybody in there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ow. Had something biting on me, didn't know what it was. I hope this is not him laying here dead. That tells me that I don't taste good. I hope that's not the case. Let's see who's on the old friends list listening to us today. Once again, we got Miss Amy. She's listening to us. Let's see here. Let's jump over here and I'll find out. We got Ms. Jody listening to us. We got Tressa. Listen to us. We got Kim from San Diego on the line. We got Amy out of Missouri. We got Sonia out of Little Rock. We got my buddies up at Pro Am Belts. I haven't plugged them for a while, so we need to plug Pro Am Belts. If you are a boxing or wrestling promotion and you need some beautiful custom belts done for your promotion, check out the boys at Pro Am Belts. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. They have done some good-looking custom belts. They're getting some new styles coming out all the time. They just recently signed some deals with some college teams about doing some great-looking belts to championship belts to do for the football teams. I hate it that I can't multitask. All right, there we go. Got that done. Everybody jumping on board, saying some happy birthdays, well wishes, shout outs. Once again, if you got a shout out, feel free to call on in 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. All right. Right now, my poll questions I have out today. It's been a long time since I've had any poll questions. So, right now, as far as should teachers be allowed to carry guns to protect students, it's kind of a two-way street because I've had people texting me, sending me IM messages, as well as answering on my on my personal page. You can also go to the Greg Squirrel Show. Go to that page and answer on there. It's kind of split down the middle. The second question, should a person who walks into a place, stabs another person, be freed on bond? That's kind of one-sided. Everybody's saying no. If somebody walks in, stabs somebody, that's premeditated. You can't claim no self-defense on that. That's premeditated in my book. If you deliberately walk in and stab somebody, your self-defense rights, as far as I'm concerned, are out the door. That's gone. So I also want to say a shout out to John Yeager. He's a new listener to the Greg Squirrel Show. We want to say a big thank you to Big John Yeager over there in the Oklahoma area. So there you go. Don't even get me started on it. There was another one about child molesters, but I think everybody pretty much knows how I feel about child molesters. They should be put in jail, have it cut off, have their hands cut off. Those are just sick individuals. And I think nice little letters to every prison inmate in the prison that they're going to, I should send them a welcome note that says, "Hi, I am blah, 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 blah. I am a child molester, and I'm going to be occupying your prison for the next umpty-ump years," because I guarantee you send that letter to the inmates that are already in jail or in prison, homeboy child molester will not last the first night. He will get shanked in the shower in a heartbeat. So there you go. Want to say hello to Roto Radio. They are in the chat room listening to the Greg Squirrel today. Going solo. Once again, my buddy Clint Davis kind of disappeared on me. Did the phone lines lighten up like big time? Let's go to the phone line, 631-406. You are on the air. Who do we got with us today?
Yeah, so are you talking about baseball at all?
Not talking any baseball today. We were talking baseball yesterday. We did mention about St. Pittsburgh. They've kind of gone eight nuts on everybody. Did you have a question or comment about
baseball?
Well,
just about Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, Alex Rodriguez, that guy, he needs to be gone.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's what I'm talking about, the lifetime suspension thing. Now, he's 38 years old. He's probably done anyway. So does that mean that he can't watch the games on TV or he can't make a comeback when he's 82?
No, he's done.
So what is the lifetime suspension?
He's done. He can't play.
I know, he's done even without the suspension, but what's the suspension going to keep him from doing? Is it going to keep him from watching games on TV or making a comeback when he's 82?
It's sending a message. It's what it's doing. It's sending a message to the other players that if you don't straighten your act up, this is what you got in store. Yeah, it's Alex Rodriguez. He's pretty much washed up anyway, but because he was one of the best players at one time at his position, this is sending a message to the other baseball players in general that if you don't straighten your act up, you can be Bryce Harper or whoever. If you get caught doing this, this is what you can look forward to: being permanently banned from baseball, not being able to play. You might be able to play in Japan or someplace like that, but as far as playing here in the United States, nah, not going to happen.
That's it. Do you think Japanese baseball will honor the ban?
I really don't know. I I've really not followed Japanese baseball, so right. I really don't know their rules, their traditions, their customs. So I don't know if they will honor the NBL suspension or right. Major League Baseball suspension. I really can't answer that.
I got one more. Now, how about I think Major League Baseball is making a big mistake. I think Vince Scully should be broadcasting the World Series or the All-Star Game. Either one, I think they're making a huge
mistake.
I agree.
Right? Vince Scully's a legend. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking behind this, but, you know, you got to keep some traditions. And Vince Scully is one of those traditions, whether it is the All-Star Game or the World Series or, you know, even the playoffs. You know, if the guy still has the knowledge to do the job and is still able to do the job, then let him do the job.
Got the knowledge. This guy, I posted up on my Facebook page a 1957 broadcast of the Dodgers when actually Sandy Koufax was pitching. And I got to tell you something. Hundreds of people have listened to the entire game. And then I posted up the Vince Scully play-by-play when Zach Greinke hit Carlos Quentin, which is just this year. It's the same person, but it was only like 50 years later.
I mean, Vince Scully, he's like a walking encyclopedia of baseball. So, I mean, I like I say, if it, my philosophy is if it's not broken, don't fix it. And that's what I feel they're trying to do with Vince Scully. I mean, they're trying to bring in some fresh new blood, but as far as I'm concerned, they're making a mistake. Brother,
yeah, the old time broadcasters just can't be duplicated. Guys like Vince Scully and Jack Brickhouse and even the great Harry Carey. You just can't duplicate it. Now you got a bunch of guys that are pretty boys look, a lot of them know the game, but they don't have that voice. You know, hi, honey, I'm home. You know,
there you
Vince
go.
Scully. That's Vince Scully when he goes home after the game. But anyway, so it's a lot of good stuff. It's amazing. When I was 10 years old, I don't want to give away my age. I was 10 years old in 1957. I listened to Vince Scully on the radio. And to think that I'm still listening to him now, it's just it's incredible. I feel like I'm 10 years old again. It's crazy.
Right. So, all right, brother. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, good show. Way to go.
All right. Thank you, sir. 786, you are on the line. Who do we got?
Sky, El Chivo Loco here. How are you, Greg?
Hey, Sky, what's going on, my buddy?
Oh, nothing. I'm actually in Farmington right now. You know, I'm all around the world now, in Puerto Rico and in South Florida, and actually working on putting together an MMA event for us right here in Northwest Arkansas. I know you've been asking for it for a long time, for something up here in Northwest Arkansas, and I want you to know I'm spending all day working on it and trying to bring something up right to the Fayetteville area. So working on that and getting ready for these fights tomorrow in Siloam Springs. Are you planning to go out there and check out the Cherokee Casino on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's been a change of venues, or not a change of venues, but there's been a little change in the program. We were originally hired, my DJ company was originally hired to do the music and everything. Doc Davis out of Little Rock was going to come in and do the ring announcing, but apparently there's been a glitch in the program somewhere, so Doc couldn't make it. So Cassidy Gunneman called me this morning and said, Greg, are you still available to do the ring announcing? So,
that's great.
So I'm going to be in the house, large and in charge, doing the ring announcing for Cassidy also, and I'm excited.
Oh, well, that's great. I think it's going to be an absolutely awesome show. I'm an alternate for that fight, so I'm either going to be in there, you'll interview me fighting, or you'll interview me in there as one of the alternates. I got my banner. I'm going to talk a little bit about Tucano Geese, my major sponsor right now. They build the absolute best geese in the world. Everybody can check them out by just Googling Tucano Komodo Hose or going to my Facebook page and checking them out. But that's one of the things we're going to talk about on Saturday night. And I got tickets. If anybody needs them, they can give me a call and I can bring out some tickets to people. You know, they're cheaper if you get them early than if you get them at the door. And
oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be just a phenomenal event on Saturday night. I cannot wait.
Yes, Sky, give them your phone number so if anybody is needing tickets for the event, they can get in touch with you.
Okay, it's 786-374-8218, and that's a phone number from far away, but I'm right here in Farmington, so if anybody needs a ticket somewhere in northwest Arkansas, I can drive them out to you, and I'm going to be here for the next week or so, and then I go down to Orange Beach, Alabama, and fight Justin Howard, a really, really tough game opponent, has had a lot of amateur fights, not a real big pro career yet, but definitely a hard opponent, and I can't wait. I don't know how much you've been following my career with the fighting, but I'm up to 5-2 right now as a pro, looks like just a couple more fights and I might get that shot at the UFC, you know?
Well, there you go, man. Hey, Sky Besiegic, great to hear from you, buddy. Anytime you've got any events or anytime you're fighting anywhere, feel free to call in, pimp it on the show, talk about the event, and because that's what the Greg Squirrel Show is about. We're here to promote the fighters. We want to see the fighters go as far as they can go, and if there's anything we can do to help them with that, then we are more than willing to do it.
Well, thank you so much, and I'll see everybody out there Saturday night, West Siloam Springs, the Cherokee Casino. Oh, sounds like we got the best announcer in the business on it. Ed, I'll be there, you'll be there, and we'll have a great time. Anybody call me if you want tickets to the show. Once again, my number is 786-374-8218. I'll hop off here and let you get to your next caller, Greg. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sky Masijic, great to hear from you, buddy.
All right, thank you so much.
Right.
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man. There you go. There you go, fans. Saturday night, this thing's starting to get crazy. You thought it was crazy before pimping this event. But, I mean, it's getting crazy. Guys like Sky Masijic, you know, Sky fights down in Florida. He's been fighting in Louisiana, Texas. He mentioned the fight. In Alabama, I mean, this boy is traveling all over the United States, just doing what he loves, and now we got him coming to Siloam Springs for this big fight. So, hey, we are going to have some fun. That's what I say. We are going to have a whole bunch of fun. So, once again, let me give you Sky's number. I don't know. Well, okay, Sky's number jumped off here already, or else I would give that number to you. But you heard the number. If you can go back, listen to the replays, get the phone number off there. Get a hold of Sky Masijic. He's got some tickets available for the fight. And if you can get those tickets early, that's the way to do it. We want to say hey to Sports Gods Radio, checking into the chat room. Once again, Roto Radio, guest 2971, big shout out to you. I'm shouting out everybody today. I don't care. It's my show. I can shout out who I want to shout out. Miss Amy, she's still over there. She hasn't said much lately. I think Amy's mad at me now. I don't know where Clint went to, Amy. Kind of bothers me, too. Clint has been having some problems. If you were listening to the show a couple of days ago, just some issues with the Skype program. So hopefully he's making some calls, grapping out some people, and be able to get that taken care of. We got about 10 minutes left on the show for Thursday. Got the big Friday edition coming up, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We still got some phone lines open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 is the phone lines if you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, we got about 10 minutes left. And then we're going to go, Sky Masijic just posted the phone number, 786-347-8218. Get with Sky Masijic if you want some tickets to a Saturday night show. That is one of the guys to talk to. You can also go into MMABorderWars.com and get your tickets through there, because you want to get your tickets. If you want to save $5, $10, depending on how many tickets you buy, that's how you want to do it right there, because they go up at the door. So, save yourself a little beer money or gambling money, because we are at the casino. And we're just going to have a good time Saturday night. I'm excited. I am tickled pink that he asked me to do the ring announcing. So I will do my best not to let anybody down. I always try my best. I may mess up from time to time. I may make a few mistakes. But it's not done on purpose, I promise you, folks. Like I say, it's like I told somebody earlier, if I try to do everything the promoters ask. So if I mess up on an announcement or something like that, it's probably if there was a miscommunication or a misunderstanding somewhere. But I always try to do what the promoters ask. And if all I ask, if there is a mess up, somebody just come talk to me. Don't run and hide. Don't trade me in for another ring announcer. Come talk to me. Let me know what I did wrong, and I will work on making it better. So there we go. That's all we're going to say on that little issue, because I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I just work to get better each and every game. And so there we go. Big shout out to the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, Professor Marty Kale. Got to see him earlier in the week, reminisced on our trip out to Arizona for the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And that was some fun stuff out there. I wish I had video so I could post some videos of the different training classes. They're already working on next year's Hall of Fame. And as soon as they get that set, we will be start pimping that information along so everybody can come and be part of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. They got training classes going on all the week. Some of the top instructors, some of the legendary instructors in the United States, they have, I'm talking like you've heard of Jerry Cook, O.J. Guerra, Austin Box, Don Wilhelm, I'm trying to think who else, Banson Cat, and then of course this year they had Randa Cash and Danny Netzer all the way from Israel with the Israeli Defense Forces, Krav Maga instructors. They were there all week long giving a tactical defense course. And then, like I say, you had all these other instructors giving their classes. So we just had a blast. And so right now it's narrowed down to three locations for next year. St. Louis, Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois are in the top three running for the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame next year, and wherever it's going to be. Oh, I also Nate Quarry, UFC, former UFC champion, UFC I'm going to call him an icon. Nate Quarry, he was there giving an MMA course. So that's the kind of fun we have at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So check out their website if you want to see some pictures from this year's event, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.com. And it's some good stuff. We got about, 5 minutes left. 347-326-9073. Got time for one more short call. If anybody wants to call in and speak the mind, once again, you are more than welcome to do it right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, we got some great events coming up. We got Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing coming up to Muskogee, Oklahoma here in a couple of weeks. We'll be hitting on that. Hope to have Ty Parnell, promoter, coming on the show. Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War MMA. We're going to be coming back up to Springfield, Missouri. So hopefully we're going to get Eric Stevens on the show. Great fun with him. Also, we got events coming up in, we got a Extreme Fighting Inc. Extreme Night of Champions. That's coming up October 26th, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Make sure you get down there, check that event out. We got Armel Nunnally, High Foot Combat Promotions. He's got two shows coming up in September. He's got the all-female show coming up. Hopefully we're going to be getting some more information on that so we can start getting that information out to you. Also, he has his co-ed show coming up in September, and we'll be getting those dates out. A couple of events coming up here in Northwest Arkansas we want to let you about. The Israeli Combat Shooting Course is going to be held August 17th and 18th. Level 2 and above will be taking place on the 17th. That's a Saturday. And then level 1, which is the beginner level, that's going to be taking place August 18th. So cost is $150. That includes a lunch. And it's a tactical shooting course, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, shooting course, it's not like any. It's realistic training on an outdoor shooting range. You'll learn and practice shooting techniques that are taught for survival, home invasion, carjacking, and a whole lot more. So make sure you check that out. For more information, you can – I don't have the phone number here in front of me. I thought I had the phone number. My bad. Also, if you're a Krav Maga enthusiast like I am, Tuesday, August 20th, they're going to be doing an outdoor Krav Maga training class at Gully Park in Fayetteville. So make sure you check that out. As always, you can check out Arkansas School of Martial Arts. That's on North College. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. And I wanted to pass this event August 24th. Butcher's Martial Arts is going to present the 6th annual Northwest Arkansas Open at the Springdale Youth Center in Springdale, Arkansas. Registration starts at 8. Black Belt meeting at 9:30. Competition starts at 10. Five grand champion divisions, over 103 divisions will be contested, trophies awarded. For more information, contact Matt Butcher, 479-236-3018. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a blast as always. I love my listeners. You know, you guys are welcome to call in anytime, 347-326-9073. Write the number down and put it on your wall and call. If there's something we're talking about that you want to comment on, hey, get on in here and be part of the Greg Squirrel Show family. Don't forget, you can join Clint Davis tomorrow, 12 noon, XFI Live. Once again, he's got new information, new news, heading up to Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions. So check his show out once again, 12 noon, the one to only Eric or Clint Davis. What did I say, Eric? Clint Davis. So make sure you check them out. I will be back on here tomorrow for the Friday edition. So until then, I hope everybody has a great evening. Get out there, stay cool, have some fun with your family and friends, and we will catch you tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.